It's Thursday, July 6, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Frameworks for ethical AI are on the rise, an opportunity for service providers, and potential shift in social media landscape as Threads challenges the established platforms. This is the Business of Tech. The AI bandwagon didn't slow down much due to the holiday weekend. Oracle has added AI to its Oracle Fusion Cloud Human Capital Management System. Oracle adds that the generative AI capabilities will help HR employees generate customized text for job descriptions specific to the position and company, write requirements for job postings, summarize employee performance data from peers and managers for reviews, and generate suggestions tailored to the company culture. Bing integration with ChatGPT was rolled back. The feature bypassed paywalls to access subscription content without a subscription. Microsoft has launched what appears to be the first professional certificate for generative AI skills. As part of the company's Skills for Jobs program, the new professional certificate on generative AI will be given to anyone who takes the free classes on AI and passes the required exam. Available through LinkedIn Learning, the Career Essentials in Generative AI program offers a free course on generative AI. Also updated, a financial institution framework for evaluating the responsible use of AI. The assessment toolkit focuses on four fundamental principles: fairness, ethics, accountability, and transparency. It offers a checklist and methodologies for businesses in the financial sector to define the objectives of their AI and data analytics use and identify potential bias. It's available on GitHub, the open source toolkit, and it allows for plugins to enable integration with the financial institution's IT systems. In that vein, a new transatlantic responsible AI in healthcare consortium, organized by the Austin-based Responsible AI Institute, launched on Wednesday at Cambridge University to help hospitals and other health providers use AI more safely. It's backed by Harvard Business School and the UK's National Health Service. The American Medical Association voted to adopt a proposal on Tuesday to help protect patients against false or misleading medical information from AI. The AMA will work with the Federal Trade Commission, Food and Drug Administration, and other regulatory agencies to mitigate GPT medical misinformation, according to the resolution proposed by the American Society for Surgery of the Hand and the American Association for Hand Surgery. The AMA will propose state and federal regulations for AI tools at next year's annual meeting. OpenAI and Microsoft were sued in a class action lawsuit for allegedly stealing, quote, vast amounts of private information from internet users without consent to train ChatGPT. The lawsuit, filed on June 28th in federal court in San Francisco, claimed that OpenAI secretly, quote, scraped 300 billion words from the internet without registering as a data broker or obtaining consent. In other legal news, New York's new law to regulate AI and automation in hiring decisions went into effect Wednesday. The law, known as NYC 144, requires employers that use certain kinds of software to assist with hiring and promotion decisions, including chatbot interviewing tools and resume scanners that look for keyword matches, to audit those tools annually for potential race and gender bias, and then publish the results on their websites. And in Maine, state government agencies there can't use generative artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT for at least 6 months, following a cybersecurity directive issued last week by the state's IT agency, which cited concerns around the technology's cybersecurity and privacy risks. The FTC's ability to enforce rules was profiled in CyberScoop with algorithm disgorgement. Also referred to as model deletion, the enforcement strategy requires companies to delete products built on data they shouldn't have had used in the first place. For instance, if the commission finds that a company trained a large language model on improperly obtained data, it will have to delete all the information and products developed from the ill-gotten data. Why do we care? Most of the stories I'm tracking are not technical. They are regulatory or ethical. In particular, I'm noting more and more frameworks for AI use. This should be great news. Implementations are a service provider's dream. You service financial customers? There's a framework for that. Service healthcare? Ones are forming there. There are broad ones and there are specific ones. Because as you can see with OpenAI and Microsoft, there will be need to show proper usage by customers to protect them legally. Social media isn't my beat as an analyst, but I did want to mention the Threads launch from yesterday. Meta's new Twitter competitor launched, and particularly notable was the speed of user adoption. 2 million signups in the first 2 hours, 5 million in 4 hours, and 10 million 7 hours after launch. We're at 30 million as of this morning. Why do we care? As I cited ChatGPT as the fastest app launch, they've now been dethroned. With adoption this fast, it's a technology to keep an eye on. Will users stick around? Will use cases develop that it makes sense for? Does it work for messaging? Considering that pace of adoption, there's something here. Alinea Partners is your sales readiness assessment company. They identify untapped opportunities in offer development, managed services, and customer experience. They pioneered the secret shopper in the IT channel, and they want to help you get your provider going with instant value and momentum. Contact them at alinea-partners.com. That's alinea-partners.com. And remember, profit is not something to add at the end. It's something to plan for in the beginning. Tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Today, National Fried Chicken Day. I'd love to hear which one's your favorite. Send me a note, post it in the comments. Which fried chicken brand is your favorite? I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.